Proclamation number 5008 of 26th of November, 1950. Call to spiritual work in the coming time of need. I want to make myself known to you in earthly and spiritual adversity. You shall always feel me, you shall always be aware of my presence, and I will strengthen you when you become weak. You only have a short time left which you should spend in silent work for me and my kingdom. But then greater demands will approach you, earthly as well as spiritually, for every earthly adversity also makes the spiritual work more urgent, because you should help your fellow human beings who are not aware of the cause and purpose of the suffering which befalls people. Then you will obviously feel my help. Then you will also give me the opportunity to reveal myself to you through your faith and your love for your fellow human beings, so that you will be certain of my everlasting presence and can draw strength from this awareness for every activity. Soon your time will have come, the time when you can open your work for me and my kingdom, the time when the hardship around you drives you to ego activity and you feel called by me in your heart to work in my vineyard. Then speak where the opportunity is offered to you, speak when your heart urges you to do so, for I will lead the people to you who need my working through you. Then my blessing will be visibly with you and your paths will be smoothed so that you will not be hindered in your work for the spiritual kingdom. The hour when I fetch you home will still come soon enough, but before that I still have much work for you and need your full commitment so that this work can still be done before the end comes. Nothing will seem unusual what you undertake, but you yourselves will feel my hand and all who are of awakened spirit likewise. Yet nothing unusual will happen in front of the world. For of their own free will people shall listen to you and let your words have an effect on them, and you and they will often be offered the opportunity to do so, for the earthly situation itself contributes towards fellow human beings not remaining closed if you bring my gospel to them, and they prefer to receive it from your mouth. They listen to you because you speak to them in a living way and are permeated by the truth of it yourselves. You will still have much work to do, but you will never be without help. But until I call you, work in silence and your work will be blessed. Amen.